Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Halftime Wake-Up Call.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. I want to make a suggestion. Because we are here on Tuesday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and since Ordinary Time hovers around 30, 33 weeks, you know, let's hear this gospel passage as something like a halfway there wake-up call. For the last 15 weeks, Jesus' ministerial life has been in high gear. One awesome deed, mighty deed after another. In a way, he has been the sower we heard about on Sunday, generously, intentionally sowing seeds of teaching, healing, forgiving, refusing to be hindered by the rules and the norms for sowing. The reign of God at hand in our midst acknowledges all the possibilities, believes capacities can be enlarged, that storms can be calmed, lepers can be returned to belonging, that servants actually matter, even Gentile servants. Jesus just may be asking us, well, what about you and your own metanoia? Are you repenting? Do you see the change in yourself, in your midst? He seems to stop to remind us of our responsibility to each other as a whole. Each of us in our place, be it Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, Springfield, Muskego, Vecta, Dunedin, name your place. Each of us needs to change so that all may also turn to the gospel. We must burst the husks, thwarting this new creation to be able to root deeply. Our seed needs to die to being seed. Can we allow the grace of the good news to stretch the roots out of our seed and become something new? And as we root deeper and deeper into the core source of all life, where the roots talk to each other to strengthen the whole in the one that longs to be one with us. And as this happens, fruit ripens. Are we seeing those changes? Are the hungry being fed? The thirsty receiving a drink? The naked being clothed? Are strangers being welcomed or held back? Woe to us if we cannot perceive the seed dying and something new, something changing, something different taking root for the life of the world. Sure, Chorazin, Bethsaida, go ahead, name your place. You've got it all, the trodden path, the thorny ground, the rocky ground. You also have rich soil. Each one of us has all that land. And we, individually and together, we have a God whose mercy is reconciliation, not retribution. This is the good news. Pay attention to the mighty deeds being done in our midst, and let us repent and become the good news.